Special Commissioners Court meeting, September 19, 2017, 9 a.m., second floor courtroom, Brooks County Courthouse. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Roll call, we'll start to my left.
Vincent Barrios, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Rhoda Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1, and Judge Pro Tem.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
And we have Elva Ray and Missy with the County Clerk's Office. And we will start with public comments. Anybody here? Okay, we will move on to item number 2, approve of bills and claims. Did they present any, did they bring any bills and claims? The auditor's office has some claims. We'll hold off on that one. Then we'll go to item number 8, discuss and approve the joint election agreement between Brooks County and Brooks County Independent School District. Ms. Anna?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mine is just a technicality. I need signatures on the joint agreement. I went ahead and let the school have their election with ours so that we could save some money and go have, we're going to go ahead and have all the expenses. Because since it's had one proposition, I went ahead and put it on our ballot. And so we just need something, in writing. So I drew up the contract that you have in your packets. But I need one to be signed, and if I can get it today would be good, because they have a meeting, I believe, tonight or tomorrow. So that way they can sign it also. Yes.
The people that help you on a regular election, general election, are the same ones going to help you with this election for the city?
I'm not sure, because I don't know which ones are available. So, but chances are they will, because those are the people that already know what to do and already trained pretty well, so.
Doing this, how much money are we going to be saving now that you did this?
Oh, gosh. Well, we're going to go have on the employees, on everything, the ballots, the programming. So I'm going to say we'll save about $5,000.
How much is the portion of the school that they supplement the county? How much do they supplement the county? Every entity gives you
okay.
Money?
Well, the school is more than the city, much more, because they use the same precincts we do. So they rent the machines from us, and then they reimburse for the hours that I actually work. I keep a timesheet. If I'm going to do school work, I'm going to do 2 hours a day or 3 hours a day. I put those 3 hours on there, so they reimburse the county for my time and any part-timer that I have there that's working school. And then, like I said, they do their own programming. They have to pay HART, all of theirs. So us, it's just really the hardware where we make the money with them, and it's usually about $5,000 every time.
When are we planning to go to the new system, those voting machines, or what do you call them?
I'm hoping after all the elections, since we have so many coming up, and we won't be done probably till about done with records and everything else, probably till like June or July. So HART will come and make a presentation so you can see how they work. And I know it's about 225. Oh, I guess it stopped. Oh, it didn't. Oh, okay. I'm going to come and make their presentation, and they will be bringing, and everything's included. The computers we're going to need, the screen, the copiers, everything. Everything will be included in that. But, of course, it will be in a payment plan and then a buyback a little bit for the equipment that we have right now.
And we're talking about more or less how many machines that we're trying to
12.
Buy.
12, because we do have to keep at least 2 extras, that if something was to go down, we can just come and bring the new one.
Okay.
But these are state-of-the-art. When you see them, you will be impressed, where they can actually go to the screen and actually touch it to vote where they want, and then print the ballot and put it into the optical scan. And they're small, probably the size of this square right here, where I can just set up on my own. We won't need any help. So
that, they're more smaller now?
Oh, yes. They're about this. They're like a little suitcase.
Not the way we have them.
No. No.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Anna, do you have the original for this one? You have it? Okay. Motion to approve?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Approve the tax assessor motor vehicle monthly report, Terry A. Silva, Chief Deputy Clerk.
Morning.
Morning.
Okay, this is a report for August of 2017. For the month of August, we had a grand total for our Monday registration in the amount of $14,799.68. Our titles for the month of August were a total of $230 for a gross county remittance of $15,029.68.
Questions?
Yes.
What's the
process and handling. Those are the new fees that came in in January. So now, I don't know if you recall when I came to court one time that the fees were going to change and it was going to actually be a lower amount. So now that's what they're called, processing and handling. So when we have customers renew online, they pay a P&H fee. So those are all those fees do go to the general fund. The only ones that do not are the, of course, Road and Bridge. That goes to Road and Bridge. So all the fees that you see on the first block goes over to the general fund. From county commission all the way through inquiry fees, all that goes to the general fund. So that $1,123.60 is general fund. The $13,233 is general fund. And I believe the child safety fee, that goes to a fund that helps the juvenile probation, I believe.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Motion to approve the tax assessor collector's report. Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez, second by Commissioner Olivares. Motion passes 3-0.
Thank you.
Discuss, consider, and act to correct the numbering for the June 29, 2017 minutes, line item number 25. Discuss and possibly approve initiating an intermediate charge and or a minimum charge for waste disposal at the Brooks County landfill. To read line item number 26, Elva Ray, County Clerk's Office. Is that just a correction?
Yes.
And the numbering? So, is that an action item?
Is it an action item? Okay.
Okay, motion to approve?
Right here.
Okay, we have a motion from Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we have a motion from Commissioner Martinez, a second from Commissioner Olivares. All in favor? Motion passes 3-0. number six. Discuss, consider, and act to advertise the leasing of office space at the Brooks County Judicial Annex located at 300 North Las Vegas and to establish limitations on the type of tenants expected and other conditions on the lease. Commissioner Martinez.
Yes. If y'all already know, since last commissioner's court, you assigned me to the leasing or the renting of any buildings that belongs to the county. And right now, I'm thinking about leasing out the judicial at Las Vegas. And with you guys' approval, I'm thinking more like for professionals, like counselors, something that pertains to that field, because I know Chris is there, and there's a lot of juveniles, so I'm thinking more or less in that direction, not just anyone can go and rent from us. So with y'all's approval, we can continue doing business. I know that should not say business, because, I mean, we're not here to make profit, but we just need to lease that building, if it's possible, with the approval of the members of the board.
You don't have anybody in mind yet?
I do.
You do?
Yes. Okay. But I just need the okay from you guys.
So, motion to approve Mr. Martinez for the...
Motion.
...leasing of the office space. Motion by Commissioner Olivares. Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we have a motion from Commissioner Olivares. A second by Commissioner Vargas. Motion passes 3-0. Number four. Discuss, consider, and act on rescinding the motion made on August 31st, 2017, agenda item number six, on transferring of payroll duties to the Brooks County Auditor's Office. Commissioner Martinez and Commissioner Vice.
Yes, I make the motion to rescind line item number four. And transfer back to the treasurer. But right now we're going to
rescind. We're going to rescind first.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, motion to approve.
Right here.
I have a motion by Commissioner Martinez. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any more discussion?
No, ma'am. That was number four.
Yeah, number four. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes 3-0 with a motion from Commissioner Martinez, a second from Commissioner Vargas. Motion passes 3-0. Number five. Discuss, consider, and act to approve the Brooks County Treasurer's Office to perform the duties of payroll pursuant to the Local Government Code Section 113.041. Commissioner Martinez and Commissioner Vargas.
I just want to go on record that I made the motion to transfer the payroll myself, because I mean I did make the motion for the auditor to take control of the payroll, but I did a little more research into that. It doesn't make any sense that for the auditor to audit payroll because it's going to be placed at his office. So my recommendation to the court is put it back where it really belongs, is the Treasury Department, because that's his duty, part of his duty to do payroll. So that's my input on this. I don't know how what Mr. Vargas thinks about that, but yes, I'd rather have it where it belongs. It should be at the Treasurer's office, because he is responsible for payroll. And there's other more duties that he should be in charge of, but let's work on this first. But my recommendation to the court is let the treasurer take over the payroll.
I make the motion, sir.
Motion by Commissioner Vargas. Do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Okay, that leads us to the part-time agenda clerk now. That'll be item number 3. Discuss, consider an act in hiring and advertising for a part-time agenda clerk to prepare the Commissioner's Court agenda. Commissioner Garza and Commissioner Martinez.
I've been here too long to work with other county judges, and I know in the past when other counties were here serving the public, because I was being for the county to prepare the agenda for the commissioners. I don't know when it just took effect. Maybe I know that it's up to the judge if she wants to prepare the agenda, but here again, that's when teamwork comes to place. You know, as leaders to do the agenda for the commission's court. So you all know that it did not happen. She decided to turn everything over to us. Us as leaders, we're going to have control of the agenda, and we're going to prepare the agenda. Now we came to this, that we need to hire a part-time to prepare our agenda. So we need to fund the part-timer to help not just only to prepare the agenda, but she's going to cross-train to help the FICA, the rolling bridge, as well. And she'll be working 28 hours. I believe it's going to be $10 an hour, because it's from the rolling bridge, until, oh no, one day might be something else that, you know, but for now, we are going to take the lead on this for us to move forward, because it's not going to shut down. We're not going to shut it down because one of the members, you know, of the court, because I mean, she is a member of the court, you know, she'll be 5, not just 4, but who knows, maybe she would reconsider in the near future, but for now, we're going to move forward.
What will the salary be yearly?
That's a very good question, Mr. Lovales. I really don't know. Maybe Ms. Garza can answer that.
Well, it's 28 hours times 52 weeks. And that times $10 an hour.
Because it's from the rolling bridge.
28 hours at $10 an hour.
Yes.
So that's 280 and then times 52.
$14.5.
Yes.
We can't find somebody to do the agenda and just compensate them for it, not spend $14,500.
Here again, my door is open to any suggestions from the other elected officials that work for the public. If you guys can come out with a better solution than ours, you know what? Feel free to come forward and say, I'd like to help. I mean, yes, we gotta move on, you know, to this, do this. But if you guys are willing to help us out, hey, I don't have no problem with that at all. But here again, we have to move forward because one door already shut down on us, and that was from the county judge. So if someone wants to help us out, feel free to come to the podium and say, you know, I'd like to help out. For now,
I know the treasurer's office was going to do it, but now they're going to get the payroll back, so they won't be able to do it. We're going to have the agenda. So now we have to find funds or fines.
You know,
I think if we consider discussing it with the judge and compensating her administrative assistant, knowing the work that is behind the agenda, she's already trained. She does a wonderful job. She takes the responsibility. I think if we were to compensate her, we would be able to save some of that money.
You know, Mr. Olivares, I think that none of us, we have a problem with the court. That's not the issue here. The issue is the judge.
No, that's why I said, if we were to discuss it,
you know,
with the judge about her assistant being compensated and keeping the responsibility of the agenda, that might be a possibility to consider.
And here again, I mean, if Ms. Garza likes to make a comment after I finish my statement, and I hate to bring that office up, you know that they're going to get their 5% back. They got their 5% back, okay? Plus, the county judge said, I don't want my 5% that the elected official got. So that's another 5%. And then an additional from her line item is over $800. So I don't know how much that is of a total.
She didn't get the $800 from the line item.
No, I know, but the judge was requesting that for us to work that to the secretary. But here again, she was going to get already her 5% back, plus additional the 5% that the judge said, give it to my clerk. And then when she brought back, and the agenda item say, I want to give her $800 from the travel allowance and something else. So we declined that and say, no, it's not going to happen. The reason was because everybody's getting their share of their 5% plus an additional 5%. And that's from the county judge. So the whole total of a clerk, it might be the 25, 26, somewhere there. A little bit more. I mean, I'm not, because I know the HR is not here today. So here again, we as a court, we don't have a problem with us. I mean, if they're willing to do that, I'm on board. That's the reason I said I made a statement. Whoever is wants to help us out, be glad to help us out. Because I know that the county clerk helped us out. And thank you so much, of our rate and your staff.
Yes.
But here again, it's our responsibility.
Can I ask Ms. Overray?
Was it a lot of work to do the agenda?
If you don't know it, yeah.
Was it very tedious?
So hiring somebody that's new, that has no experience with this, is going to get us ahead.
Not ahead, but it's going to move on for us not to shut down the operation at the commission's court meeting. If we have any special meetings, emergency meetings, regular meetings.
Exactly. And those agendas were always on time, whether it was an emergency meeting, whether it was a special meeting, those agendas were always on time. Now we're proposing to hire somebody that Ms. Elberay has experience, and it was a lot of work. Now we're going to hire somebody that has no experience. How long is it going to get them to be as accurate and punctual to have the agendas ready?
I don't think it's really an issue if she wants to do it as the elected official that she's the boss from that office. She can say, let's do it, because you're going to get your 5% back then, and additional 5%. Let's work on that. If she really wants to do the job, why not? Let's start right there. And then let's worry about next budget or the additional money that she wants. And this time we can sit down, all of us together, okay, how much are we going to give everyone across the board, all the secretaries? An example, this lady right here, she's been doing with us for a long time. One individual doing everything over there. Is it fair? No, it's not. You know, and I mean, I can keep on and on and on and on and on, but I'm not going to do that. So if she wants to help us, that's fine. Let's just move forward with the money that she's going to get, and then let's work on the other issues later on. I mean, that's being a team player.
I am a team player.
No.
I want to say I am a team player, but I don't see this as a need for the county.
Right now.
That's my opinion.
Yes. Right now, to me, it is a need for the county. Because I don't see no elected official saying, Mr. Martinez, commissioners, I'm going to help you guys out for next month. I mean, if they would say, you know what, let me help you guys out until you get this problem solved, you know what, sir? More power for us. To us.
It would be that have to do with anything?
The software
makes it easier. Yeah, it's the program that they follow. I don't know that.
I don't know how Mr. Vaca feels if he wants to go that route from Ms. Vaca.
The thing is, we're gonna have to.
That's the reason we're here, sir. You know, to have a discussion. Sir, I don't see a problem for them to take over now. There's no problem. But they're asking for additional money that.
That's the problem right there.
Yes. And the problem, I don't think is, I mean, I better be quiet, but it's just the way it is. I mean, she, from one day to an end, she just said, you guys are going to be responsible for the agenda. I mean, give us some time to prepare to see who was going to get the agenda going for us. You know, because she didn't get her way. Excuse me?
Yes.
You know, San Juanita, I don't want to disrespect you, but you're here just to write your whatever we say, but your comments, you know, towards the court. You're always asking questions, but you know what? I don't mind answering you after the commissioner's court, you know, but just take your notes, whatever it is, whatever we're saying, and then after the court meeting, I can get with you. You know, here at the National Service, we're here for them to say yes or no. You know, of course. I mean, you know, something about taxpayers' money is going to be there. But do you see the judge move forward and say, let me be the leader here, let me do the agenda for it? No. See, I mean, there's always two stories. You know? But if you have a good idea as a taxpayer, you know what? Stand up and get to the podium and, you know, let us know your feedback. I'm here to listen to you. Thank you.
I know that we talked about funding a part-time employee, excuse me, for the road and bridge. And that's, I don't think that happened because his employee would have moved up to 28 hours. So we actually don't have the money in the part-time because that's for his employee in Encino. Because he moved up from 10 hours to 28 hours, right? So the money that we have there right now is just for his employee. We would have to go and get the money from another line item.
Everybody's going to go different.
Noe también is willing to help. Were you willing to help? Money did she want? I mean, we were going to give her the five and the five. We gave her the five and we were going to give her the other five once the judge requests it. But
it was total of
$800.
Right.
With everything was 24.
24,000?
Does she still under? She's still under. With everything, she was still under. She's not a max pay.
Okay.
employee.
Yeah. Well, here again, I mean, I just want to stop talking about the county judge's office. Let's just...
Yeah, we have to wait till she's here.
Yes. Let's just table this, Ms. Garza, if you...
Okay.
And then
we'll wait
Vargas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Motion to table.
Right here.
Second.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Martinez, second Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Is that it? I will accept the approval of the bill for drinks. Never showed up. Motion to adjourn? No?
Number 9.
Oh, were we going to table this and send it? He's not here.
Yes, that's
okay.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's just turn it over back to the HR.
HR, okay.
Yes.
Motion to table.
Right here.
Second.
Second.
Motion to table. Commissioner Martinez. Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Motion to adjourn?
Right here.
Second?
Second?
Yes. Commissioner Vargas, motion to adjourn, Tony?
Yes,
with
me.
Commissioner Vargas, second. All in favor, please.
Aye.
Thank you, sir.